quick that they have to chew on it.
Thank you.
All right, good morning. Here we go, we're getting right back into it. I should take this thing off. Oh my goodness. There we go. Now I can breathe. Okay, all right. You know, one blessing of having a mask is that nobody else gets to smell your own breath, right? Then you realize how bad yours can be sometimes, so I bet you we should probably start putting some stocks in, start investing in mints. I bet you that's gone up. But anyway, it's good to be here. We had a great Sunday school hour, and thank you for coming out today. If you're visiting with us, I hope you were able to get a visitor's packet. If not, we can get that to you. But today is a little bit different, and I'll explain what's going on. It's a little bit even different from Sunday school. Sunday school hour, we focused on prayer in a personal way. We were writing out prayers. It was very individually focused. Now we're going to go into more of a group-like setting, but that should not freak you out because you say, I'm scared of people. Okay, you can still pray to yourself. That's fine, okay? We're going to be, you've got your little groups. Some of you are already into kind of groups anyway, so if you just want to stick with those, that's fine. If you want to join up with, invite somebody that might be by themselves, that's cool, but we'll be doing that later, and it'll all be focused. So don't worry, you don't have to make up things. It'll all be focused. We have different prayers, four different prayers that we will be focusing on with Scripture, and we'll have some singing throughout. So it will be different, but it was very good during the Sunday school hour. At least I really enjoyed it and all that God gave there. So I'm going to go ahead and pray here, and then I'm going to jump into the announcements real quick, and then we'll jump into the rest of the service. So let's pray. God, thank you so much for all that you are, and that we really can trust in you. And God, may we make that personal. May we see all of your glory, all that you've done, all that you will do, all that you promised, and personally trust in you. And see it seriously in the way that you do care whether we trust in you. God, help us as we dive into this next service, just to keep the focus on you and all that you present, truth, endurance, wisdom. God, you educate. You help us to know what we need to know. And so we're coming to you today in order to get that. Lord, just help us. For those that maybe don't understand what prayer is for, that they can understand that more today. That we can grow on our whole idea of what prayer is, and how you've made that important. God, we do love you. Be with our nation. Be with the Christians all across our nation, to humble themselves, pray, seek your face, turn from their wicked ways, because we love you. God, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, as far as announcements go, I just wanted to mention a few things real quick, so that way we can get right into our day of prayer here. And that is, for this week, this afternoon, we're going to be, right after the service, we're going to have lunch back in the back. And like I said last week, if you don't feel comfortable going around the tables and you want to go somewhere else to grab a meal and then come back, that's totally fine. But we did order in some sandwiches and we've got chips. It's very simple, a very simple lunch, so that way we can get right back in here for our afternoon service at 1 o'clock. Our afternoon service will be going from 1 to 2, and that'll be focused on praise and thanksgiving for all that God's done in our lives. There will be a few testimony times to where we can just offer up public praise for what God has done for us. So that's what's coming up this afternoon. There will be a quick business meeting for the church members in regards to one thing that we would like to to vote on. And so just please, members, remember that. We announced that last week. As far as what's coming up this week, Tuesday, Golden Prayer is at 10. Wednesday, our midweek prayer service is still online at 7 o'clock. But youth group will be back in the fellowship hall from 6:30 to 8. And so I trust the youth can be able to make it for that. On August 30th, after the evening service, there will be a meeting for all of our workers for our Wednesday night children's programs. So like the Tiny Tots and the King's Kids, we'd like to meet and just kind of prep for what's to come, because hopefully we can get our Wednesday going sometime soon, but we need to prepare for that. So all of those workers, if you could meet for that right after the evening service, that would be great. And then our missionary, B.J. Schultz, will be with us next Sunday evening. So I'm excited about that. So please prepare for that. If you usually like to give towards the love offering towards the missionaries, we will have that opportunity for you. So lots of things going on there. And you see the little thank you there at the bottom of your bulletin. Dolores Hoover and her family would like to express their appreciation to our church family for all the prayers, cards, and gifts sent on behalf of Rogan to them. So just go ahead and read through that, and again, keep praying and keep lifting them up to God, their family, through this time. So lots of things coming up, lots of things to prepare for. And then one more thing I did want to mention is the Need to Read program. Some of you have seen what that is. This is for 5, 6, and 7-year-olds. It's like tutoring, basically, to help them in their reading and their phonics. And so this is going to be happening on Thursdays and from 3:30 to 4:30. Starting in September, and it'll be going through into November. And so there is a limited amount of kids that we can get involved with this, so they need to sign up for this program. So if they can do that, the sign up is open and available right now. And you say, well, my kids don't need this. Well, you probably know a child that needs this. So please reach out to them and connect them with our church so we can get them involved in this program. I think this is a huge, huge opportunity for our church to be a part of. So just be praying about that as well as that goes along. So I believe that's it as far as all that I need to announce. So we're going to sing a song. How about that? Jason, come on up.
We're going to sing Spirit of the Living God this morning. Has been said that we should never underestimate the power of prayer. Would you agree with that? Sometimes we pray about a situation and we pray and we pray and we pray and it just seems like nothing changes. And we have to remember something that I read recently, which I thought was kind of peculiar, but it made sense. God is not the granter of what is good. He's the giver of what is best, whether we think it's good or not. And this morning, as we focus our hearts on Him, let's seek to just connect with Him and seek to know what His best is for us. Now, if you are with us in our Sunday school hour, we did something that I was just talking about last Wednesday night. And I don't know if you remember what we had talked about Wednesday night at all, But we were talking about meditating. And I gave you some practical questions to ask when you're reading God's Word. What does this verse have to say about God? How does this verse apply to me? How do I do this in my everyday life? Just practical questions to ask yourself. And those questions, there was nothing magical about them. They were just a tool. A tool to use to help us, as Pastor Taylor talked about this morning, be still. Now, I don't know if you realized it or not, but those of you that were with us in our Sunday school hour, you spent 30, 35 minutes meditating, doing just that, looking at Scripture. The tool that we used this morning was just writing out a prayer about that verse. That was meditating. See how easy it is. And we hear a lot these days, as we look at our topic for this prayer this morning, the prayer for truth. We hear a lot today about what we think is truth. We hear things. And a lot of times we hear it start with this phrase. I heard, I read, I saw this Facebook video or this YouTube video. Let me tell you what this guy said. And this prayer that we're going to pray this morning in our small groups by yourself if you want to, it's going to be focused on things that we hear and read in God's Word. Because we do hear things through media, social media, people, other types of things. But we have to be intentional about seeking truth. Not just truth about current events so that we have enough to win an argument the next time we're in a debate with someone about a current event. But truth from God's Word. In fact, 2 Peter 1:3, it says this, the Word of God has everything that we need in matters of spirituality and in matters of life. We have to be willing to filter out speech, filter our speech that detracts from the truth of God's Word. Is it truth? That's what we need to ask. Should we spread this? We also need to ask that. Gary's going to come and read to us some passages that we selected from God's Word. Listen to the truth that's in these passages, and then I'll say a few words about them.
John 14:17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whosoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. Acts 17:11. There were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that which received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scripture daily whether those things were so.
Thank you, Gary. The Word of God is the source of truth. Through the Holy Spirit, as we read it, the Holy Spirit speaks to us. The people in Acts that Gary was just reading about, they were not just willing to search the Scriptures. They were eager to search the Scriptures in order to see what God had to say. Our prayer this morning should be thanking God for the truth that we have right there in our hands. Thanking him for the truth that he gave us. Thanking him for the completeness of this truth, because it has everything that pertains to life and godliness. And asking him to show us the truth and then also committing ourselves to follow that truth. Now, we're going to take just about 5 to 8 minutes here. You can stay where you're at. If there's someone near you that you trust to be virus-free and you want to slide over by them, you can pray together. That's fine. Or just pray with yourself. We're just going to take about 5 minutes and focus our prayer to God on this matter of truth, thanking Him for it, asking Him to reveal it to us. stand with me? As we sing, "Open my eyes that I may see." Seated. This morning in our Sunday school time, we focused on trust. Looked at scripture that dealt with trust, trusting God, and constructed, if you will, some prayers based on the scriptures that we looked at about trusting God. And does God care if I trust Him? Yes, He does. And then we just looked at truth. The truth that comes from God's Word. This prayer, as you see on the screen behind me, is a prayer for wisdom. If you've ever been in a leadership position, you know this to be true. Even as a parent, you know this to be true. No matter what you decide, someone's going to think you chose the wrong thing, right? Absolutely every time. This prayer, though, is going to be focused on praying specifically for our leaders. They need our prayers. When our current events unfolded back in March and decisions were being made, drastic decisions, I remember thinking and saying, "I'm glad I'm not the governor." Because no matter what he decides, no matter what you and I think of his decisions, no matter what he decides, someone's going to think something's wrong with it, right? Praying for all of our leaders, national, state, local, even church leaders. We could spend, and we probably do this really, we could spend a lifetime complaining about the decisions that they make, and all of that complaining changes nothing, right? Truth says that we should pray for our leaders. Trusting, from our Sunday school hour, trusting that God will move and work in and through those leaders, no matter how evil we think they may be. Trusting that whatever happens on the other side of it, God has given to us what He knows to be best for us. We may not think it's good, but God always gives what's best. And then, also, praying this, that our responses would show wisdom and would show that we are trusting in God. Carlton's going to come and read some passages for us. He's going to read them from where he's at.
Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
Just before Tyler sings, I wanted to ask you, did you notice that at the end of that last verse, it said that we would live a peaceful and quiet life? I know our leaders do things that frustrate us. The only leader that doesn't do anything to frustrate me is me, because I happen to agree with what I decide. But all the other leaders, they tend to frustrate us, don't they? 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2, it left this question in my mind. Are we praying for them? Let's do that here in just a moment. As we go into some small groups here, pray for our leaders that they would have wisdom. And when we're done praying, then Tyler's going to come and sing.
blessing portion, more than friends or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey,
see that on the screen? Prayer for education. Wow, we're going to need that, aren't we? Another school year is starting, but this is unlike any other school year that I think anyone alive can ever imagine. There is so much uncertainty about this coming school year. Some schools are starting in-house school. Some are saying no in-house school, all video learning. Some are going to try a mixture of both. And 2 weeks after school starts, someone gets sick. Everything's going to change, I'm sure. Again, leaders of our school districts are having to make these decisions. We need to pray for them, too. But many parents are having to make difficult decisions right now, trying to figure out what they're going to do, trying to come up with a plan where they can still work, and then they get a plan for the kids that are in school right now, but then 2 weeks later, that's all going to change when someone gets sick, and they're going to be floundering again for another plan. And as good as online learning is, it's only as good as it is. And it can't take the place of being in class, interacting with a teacher, and all of the other things that go along with that. There might be some that would say, it's better if we're not in there. But either way, I think
I think we saw at the end of the school year last year, at least of those, the teachers that I spoke to, the quality of the education, not on the part of the teachers, but on the part of the receivers, the students doing their part. It just wasn't there. And the work that just wasn't getting done. We definitely need to be praying for education. This current situation, it's not ideal, but it is what we are given, right? By God. This prayer should be focused on the start of another school year. Our schools, whether public or private, they will have an impact on our children through the actions and the attitudes of what's being taught. Pray for our school staff as they're trying to figure out how they can teach as they've been taught to teach with no kids in the room. It's a challenge for them. But we also need to pray, I think, for our own responsibility in parenting our children. Ultimately, the responsibility for teaching is not on the teachers, it's on us as the parents as we look at the truth of God's Word. As Christians, we are given the responsibility to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And we pray for ourselves also as we interact with other people. And God gives us teaching moments throughout the day. Our own individual teaching moments as we interact with other people through our lives and our words. Again, going back to our words that we speak, may they be full of wisdom. Barry's going to read for us a passage, and then we'll immediately break up into a time of prayer again.
Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thine soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates.
Let me give our instruments up here. I didn't wait last time. We kind of need them. We're going to sing the first and second verse of Bow the Knee.
Prayer for endurance.
Wow.
I guess we need some of that right now, huh? All of us, we get tired of it sometimes, don't we? You name it, we get tired of it. And sometimes we can be enticed to just say, forget it. No matter what it is. If there's something going on in culture, we get tired of it, forget it. If something going on in our homes, in our church, in our workplace, whatever the case. Psalm 123, verse 1, it says, "Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hands of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that He have mercy on us." The greatest form of mercy God could have on us right now is to just take us home, right? But until He does that, our eyes stay focused on Him. It's a poetic picture of endurance, perseverance. God graciously enables us to endure by strengthening us to trust, to hope, and pray. This prayer, it should be focused on patience, endurance, in our lives, patience, endurance in the lives of other Christians. We must pray that we don't seek deliverance out of a trial, without growing through that trial that God intended. But also pray that we keep the faith, that we don't lose heart, that we don't just give up. Also, pray for those that have given up. Pray for those that have walked away from the faith, that we just don't see around here anymore. Pray for peace and balance in our minds as we try to come to grips with this concept of endurance. Joe and then Delbert's going to come and read some passages for us, and then I'll say a few more words.
Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Second Timothy 4, 1 through 8. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when you will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all also that love his appearing.
Those verses point out that God has given us the grace to endure, endurance. To endure, as Delbert had just read, and Joe as well, but to endure the tribulations, the trials, the problems, those things that come up in life where we think, oh boy, here we go again. Is this ever going to end? Let's not forget that God's already given us the grace to endure it. With that endurance, as we just saw in Scripture, comes peace. Perfect peace, then, is maintained through constant communication with the Father. So pray in this prayer time, pray that we would have that peace. Pray that we would be able to say, as Paul, we have fought the good fight. Let's go to prayer.
as we sing Nearer, Still Nearer.
Thank you so much for just joining us in prayer today. We're actually applying Acts chapter 2 and much of the rest of Acts. And how do they respond to things? They prayed. When Peter was in jail, they prayed. And then they were shocked when he showed up at the door. And so are we expectant in our prayers that God's going to answer? At this point, we're going to be dismissing. If you'd like to join us for lunch, you can go back to the fellowship hall, and we've got enough space there for you to be able to spread out as you see fit. There should be food there, and I'll go ahead and say a prayer of thanks for that here in just a few. But if you are going and coming back, we're going to be starting our afternoon service at 1 o'clock. So just to let you know about that, our afternoon service will be at 1 o'clock. And when we come back in, I'm just guessing we'll probably have a few less people. So try to congregate socially distant as close to the front as possible. All right? You got what I'm saying there. All right? So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to pray, give thanks for the food that we're going to be eating or wherever you go to eat, and then hopefully come back at 1 o'clock. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time we could focus in prayer and apply all that you've given us. And Lord, just help us remain a servant of you, serving, long-suffering, enduring, loving, giving mercy, giving grace. So many things that we can do, but let us be dependent on you. Thank you so much for the food that you provided. Lord, thank you for the fellowship that we will be having, and thank you for the service that we're going to have at 1 o'clock. God, we love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.